The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel as written to us by Mark. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love this Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And the second is like it: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." And the scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher, you are right in saying he is one, and there is no other than he. And to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself, this is worth more than all the burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. This is good news from the Lord. So why do you think that no one dared to ask him any more questions? Well, partly because he just embarrassed them by reducing their huge listing of commandments to two that aren't even the Ten Commandments. And to speak of Ten Commandments, I know we all know that phrase, but actually, if you look in the Hebrew Bible, do you know how many commandments there are? There are 613. And any good Jew could tell you that. One for every day of the year, and 248 more, largely telling you what to do with your body, most of which they never obeyed or paid any attention to. It's funny that we emphasize 10, because you notice Jesus doesn't even refer to them. They're listed in the book of Exodus, and he puts together two different passages, one from Deuteronomy: "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength." I wonder if any of us do that. I guess we want to, but maybe we don't really know how to do that. How do you put all the parts of yourself together and love not just with your mind, but with your soul, your strength, your heart, and your body? It takes us our whole life to figure out what that might even mean. And then, even more significantly, he goes to the book of Exodus and joins this one line with the great commandment of love of God. And he says, the second is just like it: to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Do any of us do that? Do you? Do you really? Do I? Love other people, or give as much attention to other people as you give to yourself? I don't think so. And another thing that we need to point out, of course, is that it does imply that you love yourself. So if you hate yourself, then you can't possibly know how to love your neighbor. You have to know proper and appropriate love of self. And then say, each day, maybe each hour, what would I want from that person right now? What would make me really feel good if they would say this or they would do this? Then, there's your commandment. That's what you are to do to them. Can you imagine how different the world would be if we just obey that one commandment: to love our neighbor as we love ourselves? It would be the most mighty political, social upheaval imaginable. The world would be different, radically different, If human beings really treated other people as they would like to be treated. So, I mean, every day, brothers and sisters, you can take this as the most simple rule of thumb. What would I like right now? That's therefore what is your obligation to do to others. Not to sit there complaining because they're not doing it to you. You've got your marching orders. How would I like to be treated? Then that's how I should treat others. It's almost so simple. You can see why we put all our attention in the 613 other commandments. Well, we really didn't put very much attention. But it's easier to worry about things that are of no consequence, and many of the commandments are, like don't eat milk and meat together. Well, all of us have done that our whole life, probably. Do you know that's one of the commandments? You can find anything you want in a passage in the Bible. So you finally have to ask the question that this scribe is asking. After all is said and done, how do you really sum it all up? Because if you took each of the 613 commandments seriously, I think we wouldn't have time to do our jobs. We'd just be obeying little commandments all day. You wouldn't have time to take care of your children or clean your house. You'd be making sure you're doing this or not doing that. In fact, most of them, in fact, almost all of them, are not commandments from God at all. They're cultural practices which we put in the mouths of God, in the mouth of God, and then made God take responsibility for it, and then didn't obey it anyway. And that's been true of the Ten Commandments too. So I think the scribe is asking a very good question. After all is said and done, what does it come down to? And he says, if I said this without quoting Jesus, you'd accuse me of oversimplifying or of ignoring some of the important commandments, but thank God Jesus did it first. He doesn't quote the Ten Commandments at all. He says it all comes down to two things, loving God and loving your neighbor, and that implies loving yourself. So it's all about love, isn't it? It's all about love. And in the end, that's all we're all going to be judged for. Did we love? Did we love life? Did we love ourselves? Did we love God? And did we love our neighbor? And if you concentrate on that, that'll take just about your whole lifetime. And you won't have much time left to worry about other people, what they're doing or what they're not doing. Your job is to love God. Love yourself and love your neighbor as yourself.